This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad, the other pod person.
And Brad, it's good to be back with Why Fish Radio. We've undergone quite a few changes, as the listeners got to hear last week with my short little message. Just to let everybody know, we are no longer part of Absolute Net Radio. We are Why Fish Radio, and that's that. We can also be found on the web now at whyfishradio.com, as well as why-fish.com. So some pretty exciting stuff going on, which is going to, I think, make the shows better along the way. But it's been a while since we talked, so what have you been up to, Brad, lately?
Well, we're kind of in that in-between time of year up here in the North Country, and there's still some ice on the lakes. Rivers are breaking up, and people are starting to think about open water. So I've been lucky enough to do a little bit of both the past week.
And I was fortunate enough to be on one of those trips. But before we get into the transition time, there's a couple of things we need to talk about. First of all, don't forget we still have the contest for the full-day guided trip on the Red River of the North here at Grand Forks from Kent Hollins at Trophy Cat Adventures. Don't forget to check his website out at trophycatadventures.com. And don't forget to sign up for the contest at contest@whyfishradio.com. And also, we'd like to welcome a very good friend of both of ours, Stu McKay of Cats on the Red at Lockport, Manitoba. And I tell you, Brad, I think this is going to be a great, great summer of fishing at Lockport. I know you've known Stu a lot longer than I have. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you met Stu and what his place has to offer everyone.
Well, I'd heard a lot about Lockport just from TV shows and reading magazines, just hearing about how good it was as far as a channel catfish destination. Well, it turns out I made a call here. I guess it was 1998 was the first time I ever fished up there. And was had the good fortune of setting up a trip with Stu. It was in September. And, again, like I say, I mean, so many places you hear about the hype about how great they are, and reality turns out to be a much different story. Well, I can tell you that was not the case in Lockport. My first trip to Lockport literally blew me out of the water. Catfish up to 23 pounds. I mean, what can you say, you know? I mean, as a reporter up there writing a story, a better scenario would be hard to imagine, and it's just a phenomenal fishery.
Well, last year was my first trip. Now it's 2 years ago was my first trip up there, and you were with me on that trip, and it was a poor time for them up in the Lockport area, and I think we ended up with, 48 or 49 catfish over 2 days with about a 19-pound average going, and it was just amazing. And then this past summer, we were on another trip together, and I got to see what the fishing at Lockport was all about.
Well, I always gauge my trips to Lockport by, if I have a good trip and I come back and my stomach is all black and blue and bruised from holding the rod tip up against my gut fighting fish, I know I've had a good trip. And that trip last summer, I was black and blue, and as they say, it hurt so good.
Well, once again, we'd like to welcome Stu here to Why Fish Radio and tell everybody to make their reservations to Cats on the Red. This is not a commercial. This is a testimony. Check out on the web, catsonthered.net. Take a look at the pictures. If you need to make a phone call, make the phone call. Look at the testimonials. And if you need more, send us an email here at WhyFish, and we'll get some people who have been up there and experienced the place. But for the talk of the day's show, we're going to talk about transitions. Right now, we're right at the tail end of ice up here in the North Country and the very beginnings of open water fishing. And that brings a lot of opportunities to those of us who really will fish pretty much through anything.
Well, somebody asked me today, they said, is fishing over for the year pretty quick? And I said, well, fishing never really ends. It just sort of seamlessly makes a transition from one season to the next. And that's kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, of course, the two of us found that out last Saturday on Devil's Lake in North Dakota, had a chance to set some tip-ups for northern pike. It was a fairly warm spring day. It was sort of the best of both worlds. The sky was full of geese, and we were sitting watching tip-ups, and luckily we had flags flying pretty regularly.
I think that ended up to be kind of a unique day. I've been there a few times where you've seen the geese flying and had the sunshine and everything, but I've never seen the traffic and that many people out enjoying themselves the last weekend in March, and the tip-ups were going. I think you could have maybe even found some open water if you really looked for it out there, but it really didn't matter. We were catching pike, we were catching walleyes in the evening, and there was a lot of other people out there having a good time doing the same. And I know I was not able to make the trip, but I know you got a taste of the open water on Monday even.
2 days later, as a matter of fact, yes, had the opportunity to get back into a boat again for the year. And as anyone who fishes knows, that first trip in a boat is always something pretty special. And as it is so often, my first trip in a boat was on the Rainy River, a beautiful stretch of water that connects Rainy Lake with Lake of the Woods up north along the Minnesota-Ontario border. Everything you would expect in a border water. And it's a great fishery for walleyes. They head upstream from Lake of the Woods every spring to spawn. And during that period when you can get in there with a boat, and season's open till April 14th, and the ice has just been out on the river for about a week right now. In fact, some places it's still covered with ice. But where you can get a boat in the water right now, the fishing's pretty good.
I think the bottom line of the stories we just told folks is if you got an open fishing season, and if you're up in the North Country, there's obviously some good fishing about to happen. And it's a little different. I mean, it is a little different because some of the channels are going to start opening up. You can stand on the shore, catch a few fish, and still see people ice fishing about 200 yards away. It's just a unique time of the year. And the fishing is really good. I mean, it goes against everything we've all learned growing up, where you can sit in a boat and catch fish, you can stand on a shore and catch fish, or you can sit on a sheet of ice and catch fish. It's just so unique because there's so many different opportunities, and frankly, you could experience all of them in the same day.
Well, let me give you an example of what I saw on Monday on the same river. We'd gotten off the water for the day. Three of us, we boated somewhere between 15 and 20 walleyes, and biggest was about 25 inches. Great time. Life's good. We're heading back into town, to the town of Baudette, Minnesota, and we're about 15 miles downstream from where we'd been fishing in a boat, and looked out the window, and there's a pickup out on the river ice fishing right before dark. So, I mean, you talk about a merging of the seasons. That's a classic case right there. And in the week that's passed, where that pickup was on the ice, right now is probably open water.
That's an interesting point, is safety. We are talking about a transition time where a lot of things are changing daily, even hourly in some places. I've actually seen it where we got on in the morning, we had to jump over 5 feet of open water to get off the ice in the afternoon. So you got to take safety into consideration with that. You know, be a little smart about driving your cars on the ice, but the opportunity is just so good right now to do a lot of different things in the same day.
Well, I mean, look at our ice fishing trip there on Saturday. We're setting tip-ups up, and if I remember right, we didn't even have them all up yet, and the first flag of the day was up, and you hollered flag, and I couldn't quite believe it, but sure enough, I turned around, and there was that flag up in the air.
And then it was about two drinks of coffee between flags for the rest of the morning. But moving along with that, if you have an open season, whether you're in the south or the north or the east or the west, get out and enjoy this time of year. This is the best time of the year, especially in the North Country, because we've all got spring fever, something terrible. Yet, we've got that allure because we know the fish are staging up in those shallow spots where there might still be some ice, and it's just so unique. And take advantage of that. That's the main thing here with why fish is take advantage of your opportunity.
And the thing is, I mean, you don't have to look too hard. As a general rule, probably no matter where you live, to have some of that pretty good opportunity close by. I know where we live here, we're blessed with a variety of options, if not right in town, just within an hour or two away. And, you know, to get out, and especially on a spring day, I mean, you know, the sight of seeing literally tens of thousands of snow geese overhead out there on Saturday morning, we're out watching tip-ups, we're drinking coffee. There's heat in that sun again, and that's something we haven't felt in a long time. But, I mean, just to be out there and experience that and not be in the office especially was a pretty nice thing.
That is for sure. Amen. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of Why Fish. I hope you learned something about spring or were reminded of the opportunities that are available to you. We would like to remind you, check Stu McKay and Cats on the Red out on the net. That's www.catsonthered.net. Book a trip with Stu. You'll be glad you did. Even when the fishing is bad, it's good up north.
It's a whole different standard than you're probably used to anywhere else. And I mean, Stu is literally a legend. He's a real pioneer in catfishing circles. As he said, there's a country song that goes something to the effect of, "I was country when country wasn't cool." Well, as Stu says, "I was catfish when catfish wasn't cool." And it's cool now, and Stu's been there all along.
And we look forward to spending some late nights and some weekends up in the Red River of the North in Lockport with Stu and our buddy Jim and all the folks up there. And don't forget to sign up for our trip with Ken Hollins of Trophy Cat Adventures. We're still going to give that away in May. Send us an email, contest@whyfishradio.com. And that'll do it for another week of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad. Until next time, keep a line on the water, keep it tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.